Bye.
Right, let's start this one off with national football. Bafana Bafana are eagerly awaiting their group placement for the Africa Cup of Nations this year in Morocco, following an impressive top finish in their prelims. Now, they led Uganda, Congo and South Sudan, marking their 12th AFCON appearance. Captain Ronwin Williams expressed confidence in their readiness to build on last year's third place finish in Ivory Coast as 24 nations prepare for the historic tournament.
A lot of excitement. The most important thing was being part and qualifying. So we know it's going to be tough. The nice and the positive thing is we're in the top 10 now. You know, that changes a lot. We've worked hard. We've done an amazing work over the last few years. We're playing against the best of the best. And the nice thing is we've got the experience now.
AFCON this year begins in December. I can't remember the exact dates.
Northern Hemisphere.
But it carries over into January, and that's going to be a very busy month because it will be AFCON. December, January, there's Dakar that's happening. But also, SA20 that also it's going to be so busy. I'm so excited for December already. We're coming from December, but I'm excited for December 2025. And then Chipper United booked their ticket into the round of 16 of the Nedbank Cup this weekend following a 2-1 win against Golden Arrows right here at the Mpumalanga Stadium here in KZN. Mamelodi Sundowns survived a second half scare to progress to the round of 16 after beating Sibanye Golden Stars 5-2 at Loftus Versfeld. And then in some cricket, South Africa's under-19 women continued their impressive run in the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, securing a 7-wicket victory against Ireland in their first Super 6 fixture. Now, inclement weather, delayed start of play, and the match was reduced to 10 overs per side, with South Africa sent in to bowl first, a superb bowling performance by Monalisa Lekgodi, and captain Kayla Reneker saw Ireland bowled out for 35 runs. The Frotias comfortably chased down the target, losing only 3 wickets. Now, the next match takes place on Tuesday against the USA. Staying with cricket and in the SA20, things aren't looking good for Durban Super Giants as MI Cape Town took victory at Newlands by 7 wickets. So yesterday I said they needed 3 wins. It's one of them being against MI Cape Town. I think now it's chai.
It was a good try.
It's
tough season.
Next time.
Next time.
After AFCON, they have an opportunity to bounce back. But to see victory will also still be nice.
Listen, so two wins out of two will be lacking to end things off, right?
100%. I agree with you. But yeah, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.